You're listening to the Chick Chat Podcast with hosts Danielle and Sarah. Woo! Let's get to it. Fuck yeah.
Welcome back to the Chick Chat Podcast. And I'm here with my host, Sarah Murray.
Hello, chickies.
And I'm Danielle, your other host, and we're here. And we're having a tea. I made us some dinner earlier.
Yeah, you did. You made us a lovely dinner.
Chicken and cauliflower stir-fry situation.
They're onto something with that cauliflower rice. It was pretty good.
No carbs.
Low carb, low cow.
Yeah, we're on our summer bod diet.
Yeah. I need to be a little bit more aggressive with my summer bod diet, but that's okay.
I'll get you there.
It's summer and I have a body.
That's what I'm
thinking.
So why don't we get into your fab drab?
Okay, yeah, for sure. Honestly, I don't really have too much of a drab for this week, which is really nice. Maybe I still have a cold. Remember when I was congested 3 weeks ago? I still have congestion, which makes me need to believe that it's a bit of an allergy situation on top. But yeah, honestly, this past week has been so fun. I went to some amazing concerts. I went to one of my good friend's weddings. I had so much fun. Danced my little face off and had a fun time. So pretty fab all around, and it makes me just excited for summer and like what's to come.
Love. So no bad for you?
I mean, no. I'm just focusing on the positive.
Wow, look at you being all zen and positive and shit like that.
Yeah, you know. All right, Missy, your turn. Tell me about it.
Well, I'm not going to get into my actual life situation where I'm going through stuff, which is drabby. But my fab, I don't know what my fab is. It's like, I don't have a fab.
You're just having
a
week.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, just know I'm going through it, chick chatters.
Well, we're all in this together.
We're all in this together.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it.
411.
So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything. What are you guys listening to? What's the cool jams?
All right, kicking off this week's 411, the saga continues between two of our early 2000 favorites. I'm talking Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan.
Lilo and Paris Hilton.
Yes.
Except nobody calls her that except for me.
No.
Yeah. Paris Hilton.
Because you like to add an accent to things to make them really look pretty good.
I do that. Yeah.
You do.
I do flair that. Lame.
So, if you recall from a couple weeks prior, we mentioned a story about Paris Hilton going on Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live and referring to Lindsay Lohan as beyond lame and embarrassing.
Major.
Well, this past Friday, Lilo herself went into the archives and posted an old throwback pic of her and her pal Paris Hilton. And you know what she captioned that bad boy? She captioned it, hashtag beyond
friends. Are true.
And that motherfucker, she tagged Paris and she tagged Andy Cohen.
Congratulations on your new song, which Kim K is
dead
in the video.
Yeah, it's called My Best Friend's Ass.
Which is like the video that's Lidl's on its own.
The video is really fucking funny, but I don't know. The song is just insanity. Yeah. But honestly, I think that's hilarious. That's such a hilarious, like,
she's trolling.
She's trolling. It's such a passive move, and mm-hmm. she's getting so much love in the comments. Everyone's like, LOL, yeah. Oh my God, Lindsay, that's amazing.
At Gay Best Friend, what is happening? At Very Harry Hill, and just like that, a black and white photo saved a friendship ravaged by malicious Mercedes joyrides and backstabbing Blackberry pings.
Dead. That's wow. So funny. Yeah, well, I don't have any other confirmation
the Perez
to see
Hilton.
If they are actually friends again, but...
Oh my God, okay, so at the Perez Hilton, it was like, this is some major big dick energy. She responds back with, like, the praying emoji, Pornhub, which LOL, goes, oh, Linz, dot, 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 honey, dot, 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 no. What, Pornhub? Why well, are you chiming in?
Because a lot of people are like, they didn't think that she was being like sarcastic. They don't think she's capable of that. Well, yeah. I interpreted it as sarcastic because she tagged Andy Cohen. But a lot of people think that she's actually being like dumb and being, oh my God, Paris talked about me and she called me beyond. We're best friends. Like
someone.
So I think that's what Pornhub is referring to.
Yeah. And then someone commented her like video that she did back in the day when Paris was like, Lindsay, tell them the truth. And then she's like, Paris is my friend. She never hit me.
What the fuck?
Like someone commented that because she was like, Paris hit me. No, it was like in the comments.
Oh God.
But like that
she
was
never hit me.
Because that was like one of the things where she said that Paris hit her or whatever in a
and
club.
That's what caused their fight?
Yeah. So back in the day, like if you go into the thing, it's like TMZ, whatever. And then she's like, tell them the truth, Lindsay. And then she's like, okay, Paris never hit me. We're friends. And then she was like,
fried.
Whatever. Like it's so much fucking debauchery.
That's so funny. Anyways, I think that this is fucking hilarious. I agree with Perez Hilton. This is mm-hmm. a big dick move. And I think that it's a kind of like a touche, but it's like playing nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like taking someone down in the comments. It's not like she just actually like was passive and was like beyond and like kind of laughed at it and mm-hmm. gave everyone some comic relief here.
Yeah. I don't
so
know.
Freaking funny.
But I'm kind of shocked that she's actually kept the photo up. It's been a week.
Oh, well, she was like, yeah, it's been a week. And she actually was posting others, but I can't find them anymore. I think she took them down. Yeah. Like, remember that when I sent you and you're like, is that Ryan Gosling? I'm like,
yeah.
I think Lindsay did a deep dive of the archives and she was like posting like her yeah. first like child modeling photos and like
yeah.
of like her youth. And like she, I guess that's how she found the photo with Paris and then got some good arsenal and went yeah. on a spree, a posting spree.
She kind of looks like she like they're I don't know, they look weird in it.
They you know who else went on a posting spree this who? week? Our girl Britney Spears.
Oh, Brit
the
Brit,
third Brit. Musketeer in that little trio.
Yay.
I did you see her video this week where she posted and was like, some people have been saying that I don't post my own videos. Yeah. Well, you're wrong. And then she proceeded like, to post.
I filmed this yesterday.
Yeah, I filmed this yesterday. And then she proceeded to post this video where she does three out. She has three outfit changes. Mm-hmm. It's like a 15-second clip. Mm-hmm. And she's doing different poses and like off the beat dance moves. And then mm-hmm. a strut. And then a fast clip change. It's honestly like we don't deserve this amazing kind of content in our lives. Like, Brittany, you are a freaking genius.
Yeah. So there's
AKA,
this girl.
I want to know what drugs you're on.
So there's this girl who I've just come across. I've just discovered her, and I have to play some of the clips that she's saying. So she calls it like Britney 911.
Oh my God.
So hold
I'm
on.
I'm so excited. But honestly, I want that kind of self-confidence. I think that Britney can teach us all a little something. She can post her daily workouts in her little pajama shorts.
Yeah.
And her smeared eyeliner and her freaking dance moves. And just
extensions that are literally like
living her best life with her super hot boyfriend. Okay.
Okay. A lot of questions about the tiny furniture in her gym. We will discuss this. There's a great BuzzFeed article that breaks it all down for you. So swipe up through the BuzzFeed article about the tiny furniture that she has in her gym.
She does have tiny furniture.
I don't get it.
We talked about this before.
It's so weird.
She has like mini couches and shit in her gym.
It's not for her dog. Everyone's gonna say it's for the dog. It's not for the fucking dog.
Who's it for?
My theory about life in general for her is that she never really matured past 18. Something traumatic must have happened. And she shut down. But I think somebody's holding her against her will. I really do.
What?
And then it's like you're forgetting chipped nails or missing long nails. Like she's always has chipped nails.
Yeah, well, all she does is fucking dance and work out. She doesn't have time.
Honestly and truly, this is what keeps me up at night. Like, I woke up this morning and the first thing I did was check out Brittany's latest post. And I've been very quiet about this for a long time because I feel like we're all just secretly, like, feeling this inside. But nobody's brought it up. So as a family and a community, we need to discuss. right, a lot of people are really concerned about her boyfriend. Here's the deal, though. He knows what he's getting into. Yeah. Also, he's really good looking. So, like, she needs some man candy. Remember, she, like, may or may not have had, like, a sex dungeon. Girl likes to get freaky. So, whoa. I mean, she knows what the deal is there, okay?
So there's this video of her where she's like sitting on a ledge. It's on her Insta. She actually posted it. And she's like, oops, like no hands. I'll play it.
Oh my God.
Edward, look. No hands, no hands.
And then it just like pans down to the ground. Like, it was like who filmed this? Fuck? The boyfriend, the housekeeper? And it was like another video. It's like the laugh at the end. This is how I laugh after I check my bank account in panic.
A book in Malibu is all you need.
Like, what Britney? Fuck? What
a book in Malibu?
The Fook Britney.
I fucking can't handle it.
I know.
I can't.
There's another one I have to show you too. Like,
oh
it's this
just...
one here. It's like the baby voice on her, the choker necklace with another below it, like another baby choker.
Baby choker.
Okay, so I've been in the kitchen slaving away for my children, making them the best ice cream sundae. Let's see if they like it. Boys, how do you like your ice cream sundae? Well, they're speechless.
She's like actually insane. God. Literally, she's
holy
insane.
F. Honestly, Brittany, we don't deserve you.
No.
Live your best life. I really hope she's not being held against her will.
I mean, I don't know.
Wow.
I definitely think she's like fucked up though.
Oh yeah, she's on some kind of
100%
concoction. Yeah.
Hundo.
Wow.
Pay.
But honestly, Britt, you just keep making some videos and you keep being happy. Okay,
you liked that video, by the way. You and
yeah,
some other people I know.
Yeah, of course. I am like, I have
you
her.
Like all of her stuff.
Yeah, because I'm obsessed with her. I love how she's just like, I'm just gonna post this random shit, like here's a
and
photo of
me
painting.
She always does the same dance, like sway back and forth.
Oh no, like she has a lot going on. Like it's very
like in her videos, like when yeah. she's doing like a model fashion show situation, like it's always just like weird, like aggressive, like sway stance. I'm doing it right
it's
now.
So
like,
good. Honestly, Brittany, I fucking love you.
Yeah.
Okay. My hero.
On to the next.
Okay, so next up in the hot headlines. Have you ever bought anything kind of like embarrassing or raunchy and just try to like hide the purchase under your arm or bag?
I mean, yeah, probably.
True. Thanks a lot for coming out today, Danielle. Holy. All right, so
sorry.
Anyway, since that transition was harder than I thought, I'm just gonna come up with it. Yesterday, Ashley Benson and Cara Delevingne, a lovely couple, they've been dating for quite a while now, but they were seen carrying a sex bench from the trunk of their car into their house. What is a sex bench, you may add? I don't know what the hell that is either, but basically,
I don't understand why they even needed it, because it's like a girl literally on all fours and it's like to be strapped down.
They're
but
trying
it's like,
to kink things up.
Yeah, but she could just go on all fours on like any surface.
Well, no, they want to get some 50 Shades of Grey shit going and
well, get
they're
like
doing
a
some
swing
BDSM.
Or some shit. I don't know. I feel like they bought the wrong item.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
like,
who knows? But yeah, apparently a sex bench, not a swing, it's a bench. It's basically something where you go on all fours and they
perfect
strap
for
you down.
A spanking punishment. Obedience. Extreme sex bench.
I'm crying.
Ergonomically designed for deeper penetration.
Ah,
punish
well,
and restrain as you see fit. Bondage with or without straps. Dun, dun, dun.
So yeah, clearly they want to spice things up and get into some BDSM stuff, which is neat. Do you? Mm-hmm. But what I don't understand is, like, if you look at the photos, there's, like, they're doing, like, a whole photo shoot. And the paparazzi had been following them around that whole day. So they caught them later, earlier in the day, shopping at Target. So obviously some of them followed them home. And then they just randomly pull out this, like, sex thing out of their car. Do you think this is, like, a PR stunt? Like, maybe they're like, oh, my God, let's just keep this random item in our trunk. And once we get, like, because from what I've heard of Hollywood, pop, like, you don't get papped randomly anymore. Like, you have to call them.
Yeah.
And, like, they know, like, there's a lot of communication with them. Like,
yeah.
So I'm just like, is this like a joke or something they're playing? Or like, I don't know. Do you think this is staged or do you think this is just like a coincidental?
I feel like Cara Delevingne's super weird. And I don't know. I feel like they've gotten a lot of weird backlash in terms of like their relationship, in terms of like people thinking it's not real or that like Ashley might not actually be
and she's
gay or whatever.
She's dealt with a lot of trolls. So maybe this is their way of being like, frick you. Look, we're actually having lesbian sex and we're together and we're real. And we're going to rub it in your
like
faces.
They're trying to make a statement in terms of like covering up the fact that maybe their relationship is a PR stunt. But I don't know.
Honestly, I've been listening to some podcasts lately and I feel like I believe nothing that comes out of Hollywood now.
No,
everything
I don't
is staged, everything is together. So, yeah. Maybe that could be a factor. Maybe they're madly in love. But I do think there was an element of stagedness here. But I think it's pretty fucking hilarious.
Oh my God. So it's like Kara also said that the best gift she could ever give a lover would be an orgasm, which she'd rather be doing than partying these days. She said, I used to go to clubs, but I'd rather have sex than go out now. Wow, Kara.
Wow.
Wow.
There you go. There you freaking go.
Kara officially spilled the tea in an all-access, all-areas on RuPaul's podcast, What's the Tea, this week, appearing to confirm an upcoming appearance on RuPaul's Drag Race. And she continued, part of sex, that connection is feral. Feral?
Feral.
Oh.
Like a cat.
Got it. You meet someone, but you go into the bedroom, it's another animal. She seems really fucking kinky.
Well,
to me, that is so interesting.
Apparently a lot of people in Hollywood are.
There is a certain people who are super sexy and they flirt with you. Then you have sex with them and they are terrible. But I like people who seem really prudish when they get in the bedroom. And they're like, what? It's like a whole transformation.
Whoa.
They've been together for just under a year after rumors of romance began last May.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so she identifies as sexually fluid. She has therefore been romantically linked to Rita Ora, Michelle Rodriguez, and Paris Jackson. I feel like Kara definitely is gay.
She's and fluid.
I don't, yeah, whatever. Like, I don't want to speak on like other people's sexuality, but
yeah,
I don't know. It just seems interesting for Ashley. Like, I wonder if she's just like trying to figure it out. Maybe she is. I don't know.
Yeah,
who am I to
don't
say?
Know. But at least they're very connected and very adventurous and they're having a lot of fun. So
who are we to judge?
Ladies, have at her.
Yep.
My Lanta.
All right, enough of the tangents. It's time to talk about something a little more serious and a little more real.
Real talk, real talk.
I'm Danielle Gauguin, here with your weekly news clues, where we talk news, fake news, debauchery, social media, and what's hot off the press.
Okay, so this week on News Clues, we've got a little bit of influencer fraud.
So fraud. Fake. What you gonna do when you fake?
Seriously, though.
Farce.
So this story popped up and Sarah and I, we were living reading the article because we know how fake Instagram and social media is. And it is a lot of like smoke and mirrors and all this stuff. So the story is of this girl who's 18 and has like, is it 4 million?
2 million. She's an 18-year-old from Paris. Her
is she from Paris?
Yes.
Okay.
Her name's Ari.
Yes.
A-R-I. So she's a European influencer with 2 million allegedly organic followers. Yeah.
So anyway, so she comes up with this clothing line and in the end of the launch, she had to launch 7. So it was like 7 articles.
She was releasing her own brand.
36. Was it 36?
Yeah, she said, so she launched 7 items total and she had to sell 36
of each unit
of each product.
So like 200 and whatever overall in so for it to like go through to production and launch. So she couldn't.
She failed.
Yeah. Failed.
So that sparked a little bit of controversy about her brand altogether, how she has so many followers, and if this is even real life. And then it actually kind of got into more of a bigger conversation altogether in the marketing world, because they're like, influencers can't sell anything. They'll follow you and they'll watch your life, but they're not going to buy from you.
So it's like, followers don't equal money or business or success in business. Just because you have a lot of followers doesn't mean that you're
going to sell anything and it can influence people, which basically debunks one of the biggest trends in marketing right now,
which is like literally what everyone believes. They're like, if we have followers, we're going to have awareness, and then awareness equals,
or if we hire influencers to promote our product and brand, people will buy it and people will come because of their influence. Well, not necessarily. I guess people are getting a little bit more smarter. I just think this is like the funniest thing.
So when they dove into like the analytics, so it was like, okay, like obviously her followers must be fake. Like that's probably why she didn't move any units. But then when you looked at the engagement, so it was like 2 million followers and then like 40,000 likes and then probably like a good amount of comments. So it was like, okay, like the ratio is probably pretty good.
On par, yeah.
So people were like, it's not about converting every follower, though that's the dream. It's about building a large enough audience so that a small percentage that does purchase grows with it. And then it's like, look at her feed versus the product line. These aren't even close to the same aesthetic. So it's like literally like pullover sweaters with Era, which was the brand name. And then it's like butterflies and then like neon colors and stuff. And then like her brand aesthetic is like lifestyle, rando photos and like against, you know, a bush.
Yeah, it's all like just staged, really done, really produced photography. And it's like me in the Eiffel Tower, me sitting on a bench and like colored wall. Like it's just very like, what does this have to do with anything?
Yeah. So one person tweeted, the influencer bubble is bursting. This young lady has well over 2 million followers and couldn't sell 36 shirts. Focus on genuine engagement and not followers, because they ain't going to buy a thing.
Ain't gonna buy a thing.
You know what though? Like that's terrifying for people. Like
it's terrifying for brands that are paying people.
That like I think everything's changing. Like the entire scope is changing. So it's like we aren't being measured by our likes and our followers now. That's changing. Yeah. And now we've been shown that followers don't convert into purchases.
So maybe it's, like, it's going back to traditional marketing.
Which is like,
or maybe it's gonna evolve into something else and they're gonna start subliminally injecting messages into our head more aggressively than they already do.
So she reached out and was like, grown people are literally laughing at me because of what happened with my brand. I am 18 and still learning. Again, brands don't take off the first try. And I knew that. I never expected to sell out because I had followers. Like, yes, you did. First of all, that's the whole reason why you did a line. Like 100%. That's
obviously
why she did a line.
You thought you had power.
And why, or whoever like approached her about being like, you should totally do a merch line. They only did that because of her following.
Imagine I'm like, honestly, guys, I'm just going to start a merch line for Sarah. This is my Sarah. Please buy it.
No, it's going to be
with my face
merch
on it. No, it's going to be the Sarah line. Imagine I was like, I am so cool. I'm going to start a line called Sarah.
I mean,
no, I would never do that. I mean, well, obviously, maybe if I thought, maybe if I was super
like,
famous,
where was
I
her
would.
Friends and family? Did she not have like an like actual close friends to buy?
She has the same, almost close to amount, same amount of following as Kim Kardashian. And Kim Kardashian works her fucking ass off. Her face is all over perfume. Nope. She's product lines.
Kim K has more than 2 million.
I know, but she's up in the millions.
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities aren't.
But also, like, who the fuck is this
Kim
girl?
Kim has 140 million.
Yeah, like, who the fuck is this girl? Like, she has no actual influence. And, like, that's the thing that I think is really confusing
for
people.
Oh, my God, he felt me back.
What?
Never mind.
Oh, my God. Sarah has a crush on somebody, and we're not going to talk about it, but...
we'll talk about it next week.
She followed him on Insta, and he followed her back, so...
yeah.
This is... it's getting serious over here.
Yeah, we're basically married.
Yeah.
Anyway...
back to the story. So this girl's like not even influential. Like, what is she influencing? Like, I think that's the thing that's so confusing for people, because it's like people don't trust influencers anymore because it's like they've gotten so big that they it's like, what are you even doing? You're a sellout. So that's why people are falling like, back on the micro-influencers. Wait, why the fuck are we
buying into this? We're paying cute girls to take photos for a living. That's kind of annoying. I think people are starting to turn on influencers, and this is the perfect
Yeah, because they're not trustworthy. Example. Because they're just getting paid to do ads and whatever. So people are leaning on the micro-influencers.
Nothing is authentic.
So anyway, she's like, seeing people talk about the fact that I couldn't sell enough pieces for my brand is triggering. I hate seeing that post and seeing people talk about it. It breaks my heart every time. It's not my fault people didn't want to buy. Not everything takes off the first try. It's not your fault people didn't want to buy. I mean, it kind of is because you're the one with the 2 million followers. Like, hun.
It is your fault. And this is your brand. You designed it. And basically, I guess she designed it according to what she likes, but she's not listening to her followers and what they like.
And then someone was like, constructive criticism, nothing about your brand is new or innovative. We've seen it before. If you want to sell something original and creative. Good luck.
So funny. My favorite part about this, her reply is, grown people, grown adults are laughing at me.
Because it's ridiculous. Like, come on.
If you can't handle it at the top.
Yeah.
People are going to laugh at you. People laugh at me every day.
Yeah. Thank you, next, Ari at Era, whatever the fucking clothing
line
was.
Don't make shitty things. And I don't know, guys.
I think that's where people lose like their integrity and stuff. And it's like, be true to who you are and what you want. Like, it's not like you're like, she probably created that line because she thought that that's what would have done well from, you know, like a current trend. Yeah
but and it's like this doesn't
represent her,
represent you, or it doesn't translate to
and she
audience.
Probably wasn't like, I'm so proud of this really means a lot to me, and then people would be like, oh, you know what, like, I want to support you.
Yeah,
so there was no like genuine.
Yeah, she obviously didn't market it right. She obviously didn't do enough research. She didn't do enough stuff. She literally just said she hired a bunch of models and flew in a photographer and had a photo shoot with her friends. So it's cool. Like, that a photo shoot is not gonna sell.
No, like, you need to like
36 t-shirts.
Oh my god, it's like, whatever. Anyway, moving on to
getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to hope.
Okay, so last episode we did a new segment called Getting to Know Ya, and it's a little thing where we just ask each other questions. Actually, well, we ask the other person the questions about that person, and then they just kind of explain and we get to know them better.
So it's an interview.
Correct.
We interview each other. Last week I interviewed Danielle, and
informal
this week,
interview.
Yeah, it's just basically a way for you guys to get to know a bit more about us. Mm-hmm. It's for you. It's not for us. We know all about us already.
Way to make me sound like an idiot, like I didn't explain it well.
I didn't. I just explained it again.
Yeah.
I womsplained it.
What? You womsplained it?
Yeah. Do you know how they like mansplain?
Yeah.
I womsplained.
Dead. Okay.
I'm nervous.
Don't be.
Okay.
Okay. So, first question.
Okay.
Who are the most important people in your life?
Oh my God. Definitely my family. We're very tight. Don't know what I'd do without them.
Yeah.
I've known them for 28 years, so it's been a long time.
Oh my God.
And yeah, I love the fam, and definitely my friends. I have some very good friends that I basically double as my therapists and my support groups and cheerleaders, and I love them all so much, and I'm very lucky and grateful to have them.
Okay, so do you have a small family or a big family?
I have a big family. I am the oldest of...
So you're close with all your family, or is it like maybe one or two siblings that you're really close with?
I'm close with all my family. My family's very funny in a way that we all just kind of chill together. So I live in the city, but my family lives back home in our hometown. So basically I try to go home every Sunday for...
Yeah, you do.
I love it. I just think that it's a way for me to get out of the city and just kind of do like a mini getaway every week, and then see my dogs because they're at home too, and I love them so much. They make me happy and relax.
Little beeps.
So yeah, I go see the fam. But we all, I go home on Sunday, and we all home? Just like, I'm from Stouffville, so...
Ontario.
Stouffville, Ontario. Yeah, born and raised. So I grew up basically like 45 minutes from the city. So I would come down here all the time growing up. And yeah, so I feel like I've been in Toronto my whole life. My dad's from the Toronto area. My mom is from Stouffville. So they compromised and moved to Stouffville. Like, you know that meme that's like, if I marry someone and I want to sleep with the fan on, we're just going to have to, and they don't want to, we're just going to compromise and sleep with the fan on.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened. I always need a fan on.
I think that's so funny. Yeah, so Sylvia won. Everyone moved to Stouffville.
Oh my God. She's like, we're not leaving. So
she's either like, you're moving here. And Rich is like, okay.
He's like, sure, okay, love so you. Funny. He's like, awesome.
I don't actually know if that's what happened, but I just imagine that's what happened because that's their personalities. But yeah, so basically I go home every Sunday and we all just sit in our living room and we just kind of like chirp each other and laugh and catch up. And that's kind of the relationship we have. We're all pretty close. Like I literally text my sisters at least once a day, but it's basically just like memes or like funny things that our mom or dad said, and we just kind of keep in the loop.
Yeah,
and we have a family group chat, but every time we add my dad and he leaves,
he hates it.
It's so funny. But yeah, so yes, I think I answered some of your questions.
Yes, and then
you went on a tangerine.
The next question up is, do you have a dream that you're pursuing?
I have a couple. My most recent dream, well, actually, no, it's been a dream for a long time, but I have a dream that I want to retire from corporate world by the time I'm 30. So I am building some side hustles and working really hard so that I can maybe go into a profession or do something like this that I can work for myself by the time I'm 30. So that is a dream of mine.
Okay.
And cool. Have some kind of time freedom, financial freedom.
Okay.
Something I would like to happen.
Okay. So next question, what's the most interesting job you've ever had since you want to retire from corporate world?
I have had so many different jobs. I feel like I've lived multiple lives. My most earliest job was a paper route when I was like 10.
That's like me with my Staples job. So I was 13.
I had a paper route and then I started babysitting. And then I basically turned into like the town nanny because I'm the oldest. And then all my siblings, friends, parents would be like, oh, she can babysit, and then hire me. So I started babysitting like all of the kids in town. I had a really hot babysitting business. And then I decided I wanted, then I taught dance for like 7 years for the town. And
wow. Dance instructor.
Then I worked, then I worked as a camp counselor. Ooh. And then I worked at Tim Hortons.
Oh.
That was like the hot thing to do. And
these are all character building things.
Oh, I have a lot of character. A lot of character has been built. I worked at Tim Hortons. That was a hot thing to do. Me and like all my friends.
Did you wear a hairnet?
I sure did. Visor, hairnet, the whole shebang.
My mom actually worked at Tim Hortons.
No way.
Yeah.
That's a great job. It teaches you how to be efficient. Teaches you how to manage money. You got to be
multitask,
fast.
Yeah.
Do you know that they have a window? They have a window time and like they like actually like race you every time. Like you're supposed to keep it under a certain window time. That's why they want your service to be so fast. So when you're freaking dawdling for change in your car, you're fucking up our time and you're making us not meet our goals. So efficiency, people, efficiency. Hand the money, take the food, drive away. That's all we need.
Oh my God.
But yeah, me and my friends all worked there and we'd have like dance parties in the back and like Timbit fights. It was pretty fun. God.
Is it true that at the end of the day, like people get to take home like all the Timbits and stuff?
Yeah, you take home all the baked goods or else you just throw them out. So I used to take home like fucking boxes of
shit. How old were you again when this happened?
I think I was in grade 9, 10. So how old are you at that age? Like
you're probably 14. 14, 15, yeah.
13, 14.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, lit. And then dance teacher. Then I did a lot of experiential marketing. I had a lot of fun jobs doing that. A couple of times when I did tours across Ontario with a bunch of people, partied it up. I had a lot of fun. That was a fun time.
Good, good. So next question, what's your most valuable possession?
I didn't finish.
Okay, go back.
I think my most interesting job would have been working on a TV show, working on The Social.
All right.
I met a lot of very interesting people there. A lot of personalities, a lot of celebs. I worked very closely with the celebs. So that's why I have
coolest.
It's where I affirmed my love for entertainment and pop culture, which is how we kind of got into talking about it on this podcast. A Social, I worked for a hospitality company in the country world. I worked for a country bar and then started doing music and production for a country bar. And now I'm actually working for a country music association. So
everything kind of comes together.
100%. And I mean, you've kind of stayed true to your interests in that sense, right?
Yeah, I've kind of skewed along the entertainment world, which is, it's a hard industry to be in because it's kind of cutthroat and there's so many people interested in it and they kind of, it's really fast paced and different, but I don't know. I've had a lot of random jobs in between that. Working at clubs, working at bars, working at clothing stores.
Making ends meet.
Yeah. Just always hustling. Always be hustling. But yeah, definitely a worker.
You are a worker.
I'm a worker. I have three jobs.
There's that worker.
Yeah. Hey, there's that worker. Danielle referring to one of her employees.
Oops.
Did. Okay. I'm ready for the next question.
What's your most valuable possession?
Oh, my most valuable possession.
It's like your jewels.
My crystals.
Your crystals, sorry.
Yeah, because I'm a hippie freak. Oh my God, that's so funny. Yeah, maybe my crystals, but actually most importantly, it has to be like a material thing.
I mean, it can be anything you want it
to be. I'm really obsessed with my hat I have. I got a new hat and it's really nice. It's my favorite thing. Also, I'm like, I never don't have my cell phone near me at a lot of times.
So what? So you're saying that your phone isn't your most prized possession?
Well, I think that's the thing that's always on me. It's what it's most, I can't live without my cell phone.
Yeah.
But I wish I was had a good, like, sentimental answer. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I also have this ring that I got for my birthday when I was like 15 from my family and I haven't taken it off since then. So, and I don't think I ever will. So,
okay.
Yeah, that could be another one.
Here's another question for you.
Okay.
What does a typical day look like for you?
Okay. A typical day in the life of Sarah is I wake up around 6:15.
Oh my God, that's fucking early.
I know, because that's when I wake up and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do a workout, which is like I do like a home video.
You do this every morning?
I do this twice a week because I... And then what I've been doing lately is I wake up at 6:15. Then I wake
so
up.
Early.
Then I wake up at 6:30. Then I wake up at 6:45. Then I wake up at 7:00, and I snooze all the way till 7:45. Then I panic, hop in the shower, get ready, jump on the streetcar, get to work 9 to 5, and then race across the city and work at the clothing store from 5:30 till 8:00, and then go home, make dinner, and then have a bath.
Yeah, that's
go to bed.
That's a good
my day.
That's a good
my
day. I'm into it. Very into it.
Thank you.
I'm still shocked about that early rising time.
I wait because I've had to adjust. And when I had my old job and I started at 10, I would still wake up at 7. But if I couldn't get myself out of bed, I would snooze it. And then if I do like a 30-minute little workout or like yoga or something in the morning, because I feel like I get really paranoia because I don't like sitting all day. I get self-diagnosed myself with restless leg syndrome. That's why when I worked with you, I'd always be like, can we please go for a walk? Like,
I'd be like, I'm too busy.
I would get really scared that I was going to develop a hump or get
fat. DeWalker's hump.
So I'm like, I need to break it up. And I'd always like chug water. So I'd have to pee a lot and get up.
Yeah,
that's something true. I don't like sitting. So
it's your Gemini moon.
Yeah, it is. But So yeah, that's kind of a day in the life of me.
So this kind of ties into the next question. Do you have any pet peeves?
Yes. I have a lot of pet peeves.
What are they?
Slow walkers. Screw yourself. Get in the slow lane.
You are a fast walker.
I am a very fast walker. I'm efficient and I've got places to be, okay?
I've got
three
jobs
I need to get to on time. Yeah, I am
very... I'm like, you're walking too fast.
Yes, I don't like... slow walkers. I think it's so inconsiderate. Like, go diddly daddly in a farmer's field. Don't do it on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
No, inconsiderate. I hate slow walkers. I also hate people that are mean.
Yeah,
like, why you gotta be so mean? Okay,
really? Why,
like,
you gotta be so mean?
Karma is a real thing, and I don't understand that people don't understand that it's gonna come back to them tenfold, and I don't understand why they think they get anything out of being mean to people.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't like mean people and like slow walkers, so fucking hurry it up, people, and if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it.
Yeah, this is one of our chick chat mantras.
Yes.
Yeah. Paris Hilton's mom.
Totally.
She told us. Kathy Hilton.
Kathy,
anyway,
with the wisdom.
So what is something that you want to learn or wish you were better at?
I wish I knew how to play the guitar.
Oh.
and I wish I knew a different language. I also wish I knew how to, I wish I was better at like tech stuff and like,
yeah, like digital,
digital, or and I'm really bad at Excel. So I need to improve my Excel.
Same.
Like my manager is just like, boop, some, just all these formulas. Yeah. I'm like, I don't even know. Let's scroll back, take it back to the enter bar, to the sum. What is, how does sum get
I can write in each block. And wrap text.
Exactly. And I can make up, I can short form any word there is and make slang, but I cannot fucking formulate this Excel spreadsheet. So I wish I was better at that. I also wish I was better at waking up on time, getting out of bed. Because I like to like...
I know. I wish I was
that too. I snooze a lot.
Same. I get up, like, I wait until the last possible minute.
Yeah.
So...
I wish I was better at not procrastinating because I'm a big procrastinator. So that's something I would like to, my kid, just do it. I don't. I'm like, I have to, I do it. Like I leave the house right before I'm about to be late or like do something right before the deadline.
It's
like I need some excitement or something.
Okay. So next question, what's something that you're proud of?
I think I'm most proud of my resilience. I've kind of been knocked down a bunch in life and told I wouldn't be able to do a lot of things that I've done. Like, for example, I was told by my high school guidance counselor that I wasn't smart enough to go to university.
That's so mean.
I know. It was really
who
mean.
Says and that to
student. He told me, and I ended up going to university and I ended up going to the university he went to, and I ended up doing very well in university. So, and I've been also told, oh, I just did that weird mouth thing. I'm sorry. Been told that
we forgive you.
I think that a lot of my, which may be not a good thing, but a lot of my motivation has come, like, let your haters be your motivators in a bunch of situations in my life has kind of led me to pursue things. So, but yeah, I'd say I'm proud of my resilience. I'm proud of getting back up and keep going. And it's really true that every time something doesn't work out for you, something better is in store, and it kind of happens that way. So yeah,
I love that. Closing one door, another opens.
Yeah, and you kind of just have to trust that that's what the purpose is and not dwell and just kind of keep going.
Okay, nice. Okay, so I'm going to get a little bit more into some creative questions.
Okay.
So what's the last show that you were addicted to or currently are addicted to?
On like
any show, any
okay
show.
I'm very into Hey You right now, which is a lot of reality television. I just finished Very Cavallari, which I love
her.
I'm sad it's over. I like the characters on it. I like that it's in Nashville. I like how there's like a country music influence. But I think like my favorite show, it's a show called Roadies.
Oh.
And it's about like a band and their life on tour. And I think that it just like reaffirmed, like I have a big interest in the music industry. I work in the music industry a bit, but also to keep going in the production realm. And yeah, I really like that show. I've watched it back and it's only one season, but I've watched it like 8 times just because I like watching it. And Sex and the City, I watch all the time.
I love Sex and the City. It's never, ever going
to
get old.
If I'm ever just like having a day, I will just put on Sex and the City.
100%.
It's just a classic.
So here's another question that's sort of creative. What actor would play you in a movie about your life? Who do you think is a good actress that would play you?
Good actress.
Or whoever.
I feel, well, looks wise, I always get that I look like Minka Kelly. So I think that maybe she would do it. But I've got to be honest, her voice annoys me a little bit.
Yeah.
Jason, oh my God, don't do that. Like, no, girl, you don't, I don't like it. Voice octaves also annoy me. Add that to the pet peeves list.
Yeah.
I think someone that would play me would be like.
The girl from Nasty Gal, the show. She's like kind of like sassy and like sort of like.
Oh, thank you.
A rocker chick.
Maybe. I'm trying to think of more like general, like more mainstream actors. I think like. Why do I want to keep saying Angelina Jolie? It's not going to be her, but. Not in looks, but just in like fierceness.
Okay, cool. I mean, that's who you'd want, then. Like, that's
I don't know
who
you
want or get.
I don't know.
She's your girl.
No. Who's a cool brunette?
I don't know. Anyway. Maybe Lily Allen. She was good in that one with Zac Efron. What about the Ted Bundy murder?
No. Oh, my God. Oh. It's terrifying.
Okay. Anyway.
Let me be like a Rachel Bilson or like a Nina Dobrev.
Oh, you are Rachel Bilson. That would be you. Okay. Yeah. That's you.
We're better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel better.
Yeah. So the next question is, do you date a lot? And are you considering yourself as like a dating pro or a novice?
Dead. No, I don't date a lot. I would rather get a root canal than go on a date.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
I hate dating. It's so awkward. It's like a forced conference. It's like, it's literally like a job interview. I hate job interviews. And yeah. It's like, are we going to be a good match? I don't know. Like, I honestly, it's never worked out for me when I've gone on a date with someone I don't know before. I don't know. I'm a person, like, I don't do well with online dating because I'm very energy placed. Yeah. And like, there needs to be a vibe, there needs to be a connection. And you can't read that on the internet. Mm-hmm. And I've always done best when a lot of my relationships have been with people who have been my friends that have turned relationships or like through a friend of a friend.
What's your longest relationship?
3.5 years.
That's long. That's actually really long.
Yeah. I used to be a serial monogamist.
Damn.
And I went from a like a 3-year relationship to like a 2.5 to like a we'll skip those two. Mm-hmm. And then I went to another like 2.5 year relationship.
When was your last date?
A long time ago.
Like how long?
Like a couple months ago.
Not that bad. At least you're not like out there going on.
There was snow on the ground.
Well, you'll get out there this summer.
Yeah, I gotta try. Yeah, I just don't like dating. I like just kind of like getting to know people and then being like, oh wait, there's actually a connection here.
Mm-hmm.
Or like getting set up. My parents were set up.
Really?
Yeah.
My parents met at a bar.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's so modern of them. It's so millennial.
I know, right?
Yeah. Good for them.
Anyway, so yeah. Here's another weird question for you.
I'm a novice. To answer that second part of your question. Yes. Definitely novice. A novice.
Okay, next question, which is a really weird one. What's in your freezer right now? This is going to give us some insight into your eating habits.
Okay, in my freezer right now is a lot of frozen bananas in hopes that one day I'll make a smoothie.
Yeah, they turned and then you were going to make something. Maybe you'll make a banana bread this weekend.
Actually, I made a banana bread a couple weeks ago and it was not that bad. It was pretty good. I was really impressed with myself because I don't cook really or bake or eat. Just kidding. I eat a lot. But I buy it because I'm lazy. In my freezer, I think there's maybe some frozen. I basically have a lot of smoothie stuff in there and then a lot of beauty stuff. So I have like an ice roller for my face.
Oh, like
a jade roller. Yeah. Because guys, you got to drain the lymph nodes. You got to get rid of that swelling and the puffiness. So
there you go.
Yeah. It's pretty barren in there.
Okay. So that's it. Just bananas and your roller. Nothing else?
No. Like maybe like frozen veggies or fruit, but don't know how long those have been in there.
Okay.
And ice cubes for drinks because cocktails are a meal.
Cocktails are a meal. What's your favorite cocktail?
Tequila soda or gin and soda if I'm at a bar.
Okay. What about wine? You don't like wine?
I like wine, but I don't drink wine when I'm out.
Okay, fair.
Out. I'll drink wine when I'm out with a girlfriend and we're like sitting down at like a restaurant. But if I'm out at a bar.
Yeah, that's the same for me.
Yeah, I have a mixed drink.
Okay, so how would your friends describe you?
My friends would describe me as random. I hope random. They would describe. Yeah, because I'm just like random. Like. I see them every week or every couple of weeks and I always have like some random ass story and they're just like, what the fuck? Or some kind of random boy tragedy to update them on or something.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they would describe me as a good friend, like someone who's there for them and cares about them and reliable.
Mm-hmm.
And I also hope they would describe me as funny because I like to think that I'm funny, but that's just me.
Mm-hmm. Love it. I feel like my questions are kind of all over the place, but I like it.
Mine were too last week. I like it too. It's kind of like the hot seat.
Fire questions. Yeah. So how did you choose your career?
It chose me.
No. Oh.
I always knew I wanted to be in marketing? Entertainment. Yeah. And I've kind of flip-flopped around the entertainment industry, but I knew that it was funny. Like when I was in school, I was calling it media. So when mm-hmm. I was in high school, I'm like, I want to work in media. And I literally went to, I chose my university based on like the offerings of media.
What did you take again?
I took communications Laurier. So
you
it's
have
basically like
undergrad in that?
Yeah, but I have a
Bachelor of
Arts in communications.
That's sweet.
So, yeah, I did. But honestly, university is very theory based. I was like, let's talk about the theory of the telegraph. Yeah. And you're like, okay, we know what happened. This was history. Let's move on. Like, teach me how to fucking write an email or like draft a fucking invoice. Like, teach me real things. Anyway, but university was a great time. Had a lot of fun.
Love it.
But yeah, so I always knew I wanted to be in media. And then I did a bunch of internships. Mm-hmm. My first internship was at an indie record label.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's kind of where I got the music stuff from. That I worked at a media planning agency. And I remember I went in for my interview. They're like, why do you want to work in this? I'm like, I want to work in media. Like, I'll never forget how fucking dumb. Like, this interview, I think maybe that's why I'm scarred from interviews. It was my first ever job interview. I was evergreen. It was like in second year of university. Mm-hmm. Just like very green and like dumb ass child. I was like, and she's like, what do you want to do in advertising? I'm like, I want to work in media. Like, this
were they like, oh, media day. Buying?
They're like, what is media? I'm like, I don't know, like media. But then dead. I quickly learned that that's a very broad word. And then luckily after during university, I was in my last semester and I landed a job working on the social. They were just about to launch and they're like, we need you to work. I'm like, cool. So I was doing online courses and the social at the same time. Basically, I got that role through my persistent nature.
Yeah, it's all about persistence.
It is. It's honestly about who you know and like networking and being persistent. But just following up. Just show them you're eager and you can do it. And then from there, it all just kind of flew. Like I randomly got a job as a content creator in contributor for a magazine because I was laid off from one job and I was heading out to a job interview and my printer broke and I had to update my resume. So I emailed my my building manager to ask if I could borrow his printer before my interview and he's like, yeah, for sure, come down. So I print off my resume but I left it up on the screen and he read it and he's like, hey, you know there's a lot of people in media in this building. I'm like, media? What? And I'm like, no, I didn't know that. He's like, let me like email some of them and see if they want to meet up with you.
Oh my God,
and he
that's
did.
So nice.
And I met up with this lovely lady named Jana and we went for a coffee and she was the editor in, not in chief, but editor in something of Lulu magazine. And I
so crazy.
Met up for coffee and she's like, what do you want to do? What about? I'm like, I don't know. We just like chatted for like an hour. And then a month later, she's like, hey, do you want to take over this section?
Whoa,
I'm like,
what was the section?
Lulu Deals, which is basically me talking. I would approach different fashion and beauty brands and offer them a write-up in the magazine in exchange for a discount code for our readers.
So good.
And then since Jana was the only girl, because Lulu was based in Montreal, she was the only girl based in Toronto, and she had a million events to go to. She'd send me, and I would do some of the stuff.
I remember because I was working at that PR agency at the time, and you and I didn't see each other, but I remember talking to you, and
you were at the It House, and I was an attendee, and you were running it, which is so funny. So we probably crossed paths a million times.
The same lug bag, the good old gifting of the lounges.
Oh my God, TIFF is like, it's like amazing. Influencer it's like Christmas. Heaven. Yeah, you had so much free stuff. Ugh. I was such a poser. I'm like, I don't belong here. But yes, give me this free luggage.
But you did belong there.
I felt like imposter syndrome.
No. I know what you mean, though.
I still feel like that. I'm like, I hope
we get to a point where we're invited, you and me.
Me too. Anyway. For this project we're working on.
Exactly. So we can be like,
we work hard.
At whatever brand discount code mentioned at the chit chat code at the end.
Yep.
Anyway.
Dreams. Put that out in the universe. We'll manifest it.
Oh, yeah. So would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
I would consider myself an introverted extrovert. It's my Gemini way. I have two sides to me. I'm very shy and reserved, but then around people I'm comfortable with and I let loose, I'm very loud and obnoxious. I'm like, meh!
Dead.
But like people I'm just meeting, I'm like, hello. and I like listen a lot, and I just like I suss it out. Like I'm very cautious and reserved. So, but I also need my alone time to recharge, and that's how I like feel good. So mm-hmm. I like being by myself, and mm-hmm. I like 50-50.
Okay. Do you make your bed in the mornings?
I try to, but
oh, look at you.
I really try to, but lately I haven't been, and it's actually been affecting my life.
Oh my god.
But honestly, I'm pretty lazy and I only have a comforter, so I just like shake it off and I'm like, yeah, great, we're good to go.
Yeah.
I don't like a top sheet. It bothers me. Like so, like the second sheet in
between.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like I like a second sheet,
but I just don't understand its purpose.
Yeah.
You just get tangled in at my feet and fall out and then get put on my floor.
True. What's the worst first date you've ever been on?
I went on this date with a guy that I met on an app, and literally it was just like we had nothing in common, but I'm like, almost, you have to get on with, you have to do this. It's like I would say something and he'd be like, I don't know what that is. Or like he would say something, I'm like, what does that mean? And like the date was literally a total of 45 minutes, and it was just like we could not be more wrong for each other. I'm like, I work in country music. Do you like country? He's like, no.
You're like, okay.
And he's like, I like to do this. He's like, oh, I like to hang out here. I'm like, oh, cool.
You're like,
there?
He's like,
you've never been there. I'm like, no. I'm like, we have nothing. And he kept going to the washroom. Like, he went to the washroom like 3 times, and I'm like, are you good?
It was weird.
It was a bad date, but honestly, I don't even know his name. I just remember that it was awkward and that I'm like, this is uncomfortable. I wish I was pitching a product to you right now. I'd probably be more comfortable. Than pitching myself.
If you could wave a magic wand and have a perfect life, what would it look like?
Okay, if I could, my perfect life would be one where I'm working, because I'd like to work, but I like to do something that like I'm creating the brand. I'd live in like a nice house with like a loving partner, and we would travel a lot and chill, and yeah, nothing crazy. Like, I don't want a crazy mansion, because then you have to clean it, but like I just want to be content and happy and have freedom to do what I want to do.
Okay, love it.
I think that'd be a good life.
Okay, sweet. That's a good answer. So my next question is, what dating advice would you give to your younger self, or to anyone listening?
I read this quote recently, and it was like, if it's like, you know, they like you because they like you, but if you're confused, I don't know, I totally botched it, but it's like, you'll know they like you if they like you, and if they don't, you'll be confused. And that just means that they're playing games with you, and don't waste your time. And also, you can't change a boy's mind if he's being like, I don't want anything serious, or I can't be in a relationship. Don't take that as, yeah, he'll change his mind down the road,
because
it never works out. You got to take, when people show you who they are, you got to believe it.
Yeah.
That's something I needed to learn.
A true statement.
Yeah.
We've hit the 30-minute mark.
Oh my God. On this segment?
Yeah.
Okay. And we didn't even talk about my childhood. We didn't even talk about anything.
We hardly did.
Okay, that's okay. Maybe we'll do it again.
We will do it again, because there's lots more.
My mom's gonna be really happy about this.
Good.
We talked about my dating life. She literally texted me last week being like, I can't wait for next week.
Oh my God.
So
she, I'm scared, is the Char Gwen
of, yeah, Syl and Char Gwen are our top listeners. Yeah. And we love you guys lots. Thank you for your support.
Yep. And everyone else who goes to listens to our podcast, who doesn't
all
mention
of thousands of yeah, you guys.
Yeah.
Share the love.
Tell us what you like and what you don't like. We need the feedback.
Just tell us what you like. Keep it positive.
Well.
We like to live in a false positive world.
The negativity has been surrounded around me for so long that I...
It's gone. It is gone. I'm going to give you
we should like sage me.
I'm going to sage you, and I'm going to give you a good video you should watch on YouTube. It's a Reiki girl, and she'll help clear your energy.
I love it. I can't wait. All right. So like, comment, subscribe.
Yeah, guys. Give us a thumbs up. on our Instas if you've listened, and
double tap that.
Yeah, double tap. Support
the chicks.
Yeah.
And ladies unite. Chat. I just literally banged my tooth on this microphone.
Oh yeah.
All right. It's the time of night.
The time of day.
Thanks for tuning in, guys, and listening to me talk about myself for 30 minutes. I really appreciate it. And honestly, it wasn't even that bad. Maybe I do it more often.
Yep.
Oh, this is just feeding my narcissism.
Love it.
Okay, guys. Love you. Bye.